This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Busy NBA day. It's that time of year, which makes perfect sense to bring in our next guest, Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA insider. And I catch these guys home on the way home. Just probably about 4 or 5 miles away from my home. I throw on the Odd Couple. I've known Rob Parker for a long time. Broussard's good as they have nice dive. Totally different guys. Totally different way. One's in church. One's at the strip club as the open goes. I am genuinely a fan of their open. I have a good. Their opening segment is always good. And Chris is with us here on the show. Chris, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Was that a little New Edition sample right there? What was that? Was that a little cooler now? What was going on with that?
Yeah, it sounded like, you know, a lot of. And I like Bruno Mars. I mean, I think he's great. My wife is a huge fan. But a lot of his stuff sounds like B-side 1980s stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not New Edition, Chris. It's more like Cameo.
Cameo.
Or Guy or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right. How you been, buddy?
It worked today. It would have been interesting to see if he would have been as big back in the day when that stuff was commonplace. But
good point.
It worked today, that's for sure.
All right. Yeah, let's go. Talk some hoops here, Chris.
Hey, look, Chris, we saw the hiring of Frank Vogel.
Give it 3 months, it'll fail.
I mean, it just feels like... Why, if you're going to hire Jason Kidd or force him to hire Jason Kidd as the assistant, why not just hire Jason Kidd as the head coach? Doesn't this feel forced?
Well, look, when I first heard the news, I was stunned like everybody because of the four guys that were left in the running, Jason Kidd, Mike Woodson, Lionel Hollins, Frank Vogel, would have been my fourth choice, I thought, And then I thought, okay, if I look at Jason Kidd and Vogel, it would have seemingly made more sense to have Jason Kidd as the head coach and Vogel as the assistant. Kidd has the respect of the players, has the respect of LeBron James. Vogel more of a tactician. That would have seemed to be the way to go, as the assistant. Then I started making some calls. I talked to some people close to LeBron. And look, because to me, the main thing for the Lakers is whatever the case, no matter who you get in free agency, who the head coach is, the most critical factor is that LeBron James has got to buy in, period.
Yeah.
If he doesn't buy in, you're in trouble. If he does, obviously he's still one of the best players in the world. You got a chance to, have a decent season. I'm told LeBron is going to buy in. I'm told that LeBron has great respect for Vogel. I don't want to overstate it, but that he goes back and to those series when LeBron was in Miami, Vogel was in Indiana. And look at the teams. LeBron's Miami team, obviously with Wade and Bosh, had far more talent than Paul George, George Hill, Roy Hibbert, David West in Indiana. And those Indiana teams gave them some trouble. 7-game series 1 year, 6-game series the other 2 years. They meshed 3 straight times in the playoffs. So I'm told LeBron thinks that Vogel is a good coach. And so LeBron's going to give him a shot. So if Vogel shows that he's dotted his I's, crossed his T's, and is prepared and has a good strategy for the Lakers that LeBron thinks is solid, then I think you're going to get him to buy in. And that's the key. Look, let's face it, guys. Portland is in the conference finals. And no disrespect to them, but you can't tell me a Lakers team with a healthy LeBron and the talent just that they have right now, forget who they might add, couldn't play with Portland in a 7-game series. So I think that's how LeBron has to look at it. And if he buys in 100%, then I think it can work with Vogel. Vogel was obviously not impressive in Orlando, but I thought he was pretty solid in Indiana. There are those that think Larry Bird's presence and some other his bench with Nate McMillan and other guys, that was the key. But whatever the case, Vogel had to get the credit as a head coach. So we'll see how it goes. But the thing about Kidd replacing him right away, Like, here's the thing. They cannot be – you. The last thing you want in L.A. is another do-over, you know, where Vogel is terrible with Vogel. LeBron is you know, skeptical. And then Kidd becomes a head coach in, you know, 5 months or 4 months, midway through the season. That is the last thing you want, because that essentially wastes a second season of LeBron James in L.A.
Yeah, but Chris,
think that's the plan.
But that's what's going to happen. That's the problem.
Well, it won't happen if LeBron buys in.
It won't happen
if he buys in. And then now, look, you look at the situation with Black and Luke, and I get it why people are skeptical.
Yeah.
But I'm being told this by people close to LeBron.
Okay.
And that, look, the Lakers are obviously making their own decisions. But I'm also told they have run everything by LeBron. Not for his consent. Not for, hey, LeBron, do you like this? What do you think? Can we do this? But they're keeping him abreast of what they've done. If he offers his opinion, they take it. They're not necessarily going to agree to it. But I'm told that he is being kept in the loop. But he's not, he's not trying to make decisions. He's not giving them a list of this is who I want to be the head coach. But I'm told that he's on board with this. So we'll obviously have to wait and see what it looks like once the season begins.
All right, we'll talk to Chris Broussard. Chris, Fox Sports NBA analyst, FS1. You see him all over the tube on the Speed with Skip and Chad, and he mixes it up with those guys. He hops on the Herd all the time with Colin, and he does the Odd Cup with Rob Parker. I mentioned that before, 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to another move that was pretty interesting and pretty out of left field. Listen, I know you played college basketball. D2 or D3? Which level did you play?
D3.
Okay. But you played. I know you played some football as well. You're an athlete. So you're not just a reporter, but you're an athlete. So you see things the way athletes see things. And we know that John Beilein isn't a good head coach. He is a superb sublime head coach in terms of tactician and being a strategist. You think he works in the NBA?
Yeah, that's a great question. Obviously, he's going to a young team. Kevin Love notwithstanding. So that could help work in his favor. But, look, in the NBA, it's not just about the X's and the O's. It is about being able to manage the egos and get professional players who make more money than you to buy in. One reason a lot of college coaches struggle at the NBA level is because they are used to having total, absolute control. They control the players because of the scholarships. They've recruited the guy, so on and so forth. And Beilein, as he's been, like you said, a great college coach. But for the most part, it's not quite Brad Stevens with Butler, but he hasn't had, the superstar, five-star recruit.
That's true.
For the most part.
That's true.
That's worked for Stevens until he got a Kyrie Irving.
Uh-huh.
Like, Stevens got away unscathed for the most part this year. But I was one of the few that said, look, you have to look at him. And I'm not saying he should be fired. He shouldn't be fired. He's a very good coach. But now we're going to see, can he manage the egos? Can he handle a Rolls Royce like Kyrie Irving, whereas he's been the little engine that could coach? And, with these underachievers and guys that want to show they belong in the NBA and all that he's fine with that. What's he do when he gets a star?
Yeah.
And we saw it wasn't good this year. But Beilein, look, I think you look at this, it goes back to Dan Gilbert. We know about his Michigan ties, his Michigan roots. That's where you have to look to see where in the world this hire came from. Remember, it was Dan Gilbert who hired David Black.
Yep.
And he's always been involved, and so that's where this came from. I'm as curious as you and everybody else to see if this works, especially with a guy who's 66 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Not like he's some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure, of course.
He's not Brad Stevens.
You better win soon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. It's the reality. We're not saying anything out of school. You better win soon. We're talking to Chris Broussard with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, I think that Brad Stevens, who we were just talking about, he's okay with the Boston Celtics. I think Mike Malone also is okay with the Denver Nuggets and the two teams that lost. But the Mike D'Antoni with the Houston Rockets, BT and I had a long conversation about James Harden, whether or not he ever is going to go farther than he is right now. But also Brett Brown with the 76ers. Which one of these coaches and then which one of these teams – need to be adjusted because it's not working fully to get pushed to deep in, this deep into the postseason?
Well, I think D'Antoni's job is definitely safe. I mean, obviously he's had great success, at least regular season-wise, with the Houston Rockets. I don't think he's in any danger. But you have to look. Everybody's looking at James Harden and, wow, he let's blame him. And not that he doesn't deserve some blame, but this was Mike D'Antoni, period. Like, this was the Phoenix Suns of Steve Nash. All very good. I mean, to be honest, a great team, but could never get over the hump. Mike D'Antoni has two major weaknesses as a coach: lack of attention to detail and non-confrontational.
Those are two big ones. Chris, wait. Those are big ones, Chris. Those are big ones.
Those are big ones, especially when you get in a series where the teams are either evenly matched or, you know, one in Golden State is maybe slight, you know, more talented, but it's close. When it's like world-class sprinting, when the difference is tenths of a second, those two weaknesses of D'Antoni really stand out and come to hinder you.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember, I can picture them now, the series with San Antonio when he was in Phoenix. They were close series. It was always a turnover here by Phoenix, a missed assignment here, a bad rotation by the Suns. His players getting off the bench during a scrum, and the Spurs players being disciplined enough not to get off the bench. All of that goes to coaching and the environment. Is it lax or is it discipline? And that's what you have in Houston. That's why they have not been able to get over the hump, even with Kevin Durant out. So that's D'Antoni. That said, I think his job is safe, as I believe it should be. Now, when you look at the Sixers, Brett Brown will be gone. I would be shocked if he keeps his job, and here's why. When you looked at that game yesterday, the lack of execution of the Sixers down the stretch was abominable. Abominable. I mean, it was terrible. Like, and what it reminded me of was Boston the year before.
Yeah.
Three of those games were there for the taking for Philadelphia. And in each game, Boston executed at the end. Philadelphia did not. Bad turnovers and such. Yesterday, same situation. Greg Anthony's on the call just screaming for Joel Embiid to go in the post. And he's out by the three-point line playing like he's a 6'3 shooting guard. And I mean, and then what they're running is not working either. They can't get a shot off. They're at the end of the shot clock. All that goes to coaching. I think Brett Brown was great to this point of the process. Now, though, you need a coach that can take you to that next level, because I do think the players showed heart that I didn't know they had.
Yep.
I like the fact, and you know, we can nitpick over Joel Embiid crying on an opponent's shoulder. That's not a great look. But ultimately, I do like the fact that he was so upset and distraught after the loss, because that's the type of pain he needs to feel to change his diet, lose the weight, and improve his work ethic. He needs all of that. And, I mean, I thought yesterday was maybe a start.
Well, 10 seconds, who is that coach? We got to bounce, but you can't just say they need a new coach, which we agree, by the way.
Right, they need to look at a Ty Lue. I like Mark Jackson. I think he's been blackballed. So I'd be shocked if he gets a look. But, you know, I think a Ty Lue is a guy they'll look at. You know, do they go Lionel Hollins, Mike Woodson? You know, the usual suspects. Okay. I think any of those guys would be pretty good.
Chris, good stuff. I'll tune you guys on the way home. Make me laugh. Keep making fun of Parker. You get right. You get this head easy, man. I got to tell you. You do.
It's pretty simple.
Tell him I said hi, man.
Right, appreciate guys. You, Chris.
Yep. All right, there he is. Yep, you got it, brother. Chris Broussard, Fox Sports NBA analyst, and doing his thing every night, 7 Eastern, Fox Sports Radio with Rob Parker, The Odd Couple. Good show. Give it a listen if you can.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.